Less than 2 weeks after agreeing to a ceasefire with Hamas militants in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is fighting for his political life. A coalition of opposition politicians is working on a deal that would oust Netanyahu from power and form a new government. His former protege, Naftali Bennett, has until midnight tomorrow to get it done. Neri Zilber is a journalist and analyst with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He joins us now from Tel Aviv. And Neri, where do things stand now? How close is the prime minister from losing power ahead of that deadline?
Well, he's quite close. So the opposition parties are currently still negotiating the final details of this this coalition government that's supposed to replace Netanyahu. It's about 8 p.m. local time right now. And as you mentioned, they have until tomorrow midnight. That's the deadline to get it done. They're optimistic they can get it done. They were hoping to get it done by today. It's looking like it's dragging a little bit, but it's really the final details for what everybody believes will be a alternative government.
Tell me more about Naftali Bennett and this coalition that he's trying to form, which, you know, actually spans a pretty wide spectrum of political beliefs.
So it's interesting. So Bennett himself is a hard right ideologue. He's the head of a pro-settler party, Yamina, which means rightward. And as you mentioned, he started off as an aide to Netanyahu, and he went off and formed his own party several years ago, and really has been a stalwart ally of the prime minister, even though that relationship oftentimes wasn't reciprocated by Netanyahu. And he's set to join with various centrist parties, primarily led by opposition leader Yair Lapid, who is officially the one tasked with forming a government currently, as well as other right-wing factions and even perhaps an Arab-Israeli Islamist party. So really, from left pro-peace parties to hard-right pro-settler parties and everything in the middle, it'll be a very heterogeneous coalition, unlike anything Israel has seen before. But the one thing keeping them together and hopefully getting this deal done in their minds is the prospect of finally unseating Netanyahu after 12 straight years in power.
Right. So what happened and how did it happen so quickly? Because it was really just a few days ago when the bombs were still flying between Hamas and Israel that analysts were saying that the conflict itself would help solidify Netanyahu's political future. It doesn't look like that worked out to be true.
Right. So I even reported at the time, and I think I came on the show and said as much, that really one of the victors from the Gaza war was Netanyahu, at least politically, and that Bennett, in the midst of the fighting, had actually taken the prospect of an alternative government, change government, as they call it here, off the table. He seems to have reversed himself in recent days, primarily for two reasons. Number one, really, Netanyahu didn't have the votes, didn't have the numbers in parliament for an alternative government, a right-wing government that would have included Naftali Bennett. And number two, Bennett made a core promise publicly that he would do everything to avoid yet another election, a fifth election in the span of two and a half years here in Israel. And he said it as much on Sunday. He gave a primetime address to the nation, kind of outlining his thinking. And he said, you know, we have to stop the madness. We have to stop this this political crisis, and that it was time to take responsibility, even though politically it seems like Bennett will pay a cost amongst his right-wing base, who is quite angry, at least in large part, that he's actually breaking from Netanyahu.
Right, and it sounds like that's what Netanyahu is trying to focus on here, saying that Bennett is betraying supporters on the right. And we know, if you've been following Benjamin Netanyahu for any amount of time, you know he's not going to go down without a fight. What is he doing to destabilize support for this new government?
That's right. Netanyahu is nothing if not a fighter, at least for his own purposes. And he's doing everything possible to apply pressure on Bennett and Bennett's party and other potential right-wing members of this future coalition to get them to wilt, to cave. And he's been calling it, you know, this prospective government, a dangerous left-wing government for the future of the country. Various Netanyahu allies and mouthpieces have been calling Bennett and others traitors, no more, no less. You had a parliamentarian from Netanyahu's party saying this wasn't a transfer of power. This was a theft of power, stealing of power, very reminiscent of other political transitions in recent memory. So he's really trying to apply public pressure from the right-wing base on these various right-wing politicians ahead of next week's formal swearing-in in parliament of this potential government. It remains to be seen whether it succeeds, but it's really his only shot.
Well, look, if this new government does form and it includes so many politicians that would typically oppose each other, what would governing look like? Will anything get done?
That is the good, you know, the big question that everyone's asking. I think in their minds, and they've even said it publicly, they're trying to return some semblance of stability and normalcy to political life in Israel. To tackle, you know, long-standing and deep-seated issues, but consensual issues. So things like economy and passing a budget, things like education and health. What they likely won't touch on, or will try not to touch on, are more controversial issues like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and settlements in the West Bank, and even potentially in future another Gaza campaign. But really, they don't seem to have another alternative other than coming together, again, for the sole purpose of ending Netanyahu's reign. What comes after, they figure, has to be better.
Yeah. All right, we're going to keep a close eye on this. Neri Zilber, journalist and analyst with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.